This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims Sunday Facebook is trying to silence the right wing and that his political rivals were endangering the country as he is on the verge of losing his record-long hold on power. In tones reminiscent of former U.S. President Trump's allegations of a, quote, stolen election, his comments come a day after the Domestic Security Service appealed to leaders to tone down rhetoric for fear it would spark violence. Netanyahu said, quote, "We are witnessing the greatest election fraud in the history of the country, in my opinion, in the history of any democracy," end quote. The Israeli leader is facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as premier, as the centrist opposition leader Yair Lapid announced on Wednesday he had succeeded in forming a governing coalition with parties from across the political spectrum. The government has yet to be sworn in. Some right-wing groups are angry at the man expected to replace Netanyahu as prime minister, Naftali Bennett, the leader of an ultra-nationalist party who broke his campaign pledge not to join a coalition with Lapid and left-wing and Arab parties. A memorial to more than 22,000 servicemen and women under British command killed during D-Day and later battles was unveiled in northern France on Sunday, a tribute to their sacrifice seen as long overdue. The British Normandy Memorial is inscribed with the names of 22,442 men and women who lost their lives during the invasion of Nazi-occupied France in the summer of 1944. It's opening on the 77th anniversary and overlooks Gold Beach, one of three beaches where British forces landed on the morning of June 6, 1944. This is VOA News. British Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday it's too early to say whether the government will stick to its plan to fully lift COVID-19 lockdown restrictions in Britain on June 21st. Hancock told Sky News there has been a, quote, very significant impact from the Delta variant of COVID-19 first detected in India over the last month, which is now the dominant strain in the country, according to official estimates. He pointed to a renewed rise in COVID-19 cases, but says he has been reassured by a broadly flat rate of hospitalizations and deaths as officials consider plans to end the lockdown. Hancock says it's important that people receive both doses of COVID-19 as data shows it can protect effectively against the Delta variant. Peruvians will pick a president on Sunday in an election that has bitterly divided them by class and geography, with urban and higher-income citizens appearing to prefer right-wing Keiko Fujimori, while the rural poor apparently support leftist political novice Pedro Castillo. The voting is happening days after Peru almost tripled its coronavirus death toll following a government review. Peru now has the world's worst coronavirus death rate per capita. Polls show the race is in a statistical dead heat, but with Fujimori, who had earlier trailed Castillo, pulling slightly ahead, official results are expected on Monday night. The Iraqi army said Sunday two drones were destroyed above a base housing U.S. troops. Comes a month after the same base was targeted by another armed drone. The U.S. military's CRAM defense system was activated to shoot down the drones, according to the Iraqi military. Several hours earlier, a rocket was shot down above Baghdad's airport without causing casualties or damage. The United States will stand with its European allies against Russia, President Joe Biden has promised ahead of the first face-to-face meeting with Vladimir Putin and his administration. Mr. Biden will head to Europe Wednesday and is set to attend both the G7 and NATO summits, as well as hold a high-stakes meeting with a Russian leader in Geneva June 16th. The summit comes amid the biggest crisis in ties between the two countries in years, with tensions high over a litany of issues, including hacking allegations, human rights, and claims of election meddling. In an op-ed for the Washington Post published Saturday, the U.S. president promised to shore up Washington's democratic alliances in the face of multiple crises and mounting threats from Moscow and Beijing. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.